Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
As U.S. hospitals recruit nurses from overseas, the countries they leave struggle with shortages. Traditional Medicare beneficiaries are excluded from new at-home COVID test coverage. And IBM sells its Watson Health assets. It's all coming up on today's episode of Gist Healthcare Daily. It's Tuesday, January 25th, and I'm Alex Olgan with Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. To fill nursing shortages in the US, UK, Japan, and other Western countries, hospitals are luring nurses from overseas with tempting offers far and above what they make in their home countries. There are about 1,000 nurses coming into the US each month from Caribbean islands, African countries, and the Philippines. Health systems in rural areas like the Billings Clinic in Montana and in urban areas like Henry Ford Health System in Detroit are turning to foreign-born nurses to fill gaps. While the U.S. has long recruited nurses and other healthcare workers from other countries, a representative from an international recruiting firm told the New York Times demand is at a 30-year high. But the countries these healthcare workers are leaving behind are now themselves struggling with the same staffing issues. The Philippines, which has been educating nurses to send abroad for years, is now itself reporting shortages. Before the pandemic, there was a global shortage of about 6 million nurses, mostly concentrated in lower and middle-income countries. The pandemic has exacerbated the problem, which is likely to increase as the population ages in many Western countries. The International Council of Nurses fears this quick fix for wealthier countries will end up furthering global health inequity. This is already a hot-button issue as the U.S. and European countries bought up enough vaccine supply to administer COVID booster doses before many low-income countries obtained enough vaccine supply for initial doses. IBM announced it's selling parts of its Watson Health business to private equity firm Francisco Partners as it refocuses on its cloud and AI strategy. The PE firm will acquire large data sets and products that are a part of Watson Health, including health insights, market scan, clinical development, and imaging software offerings. IBM launched Watson Health in 2015 and placed a big bet on AI in healthcare. The company spent about $4 billion acquiring companies to build out Watson and inked partnerships with large hospitals, including MD Anderson, where Watson's healthcare unit could recommend cancer treatments. But those partnerships ended. Watson lost key executives and struggled to make a profit. IBM had reportedly been seeking a buyer for a while. IBM may have fallen victim to the overly broad hype of artificial intelligence solving some of healthcare's biggest problems. Where AI tools have been most successful in healthcare so far have been on automating back-office tasks like billing, prior authorization, and claims. Big tech companies like Google, Microsoft, and Amazon are focusing on storing and analyzing vast quantities of data with a focus on developing AI solutions to help solve the challenges of electronic health record interoperability, disease detection, and precision medicine. The new requirement that private insurers reimburse for 8 rapid COVID tests per beneficiary per month leaves out 40 million traditional Medicare beneficiaries. That's because Medicare doesn't cover self-administered diagnostic tests that seniors buy at drugstores, exactly what the COVID rapid tests are. Traditional Medicare does fully cover COVID tests ordered by a healthcare provider and performed by a lab, but that's not nearly as convenient as using a rapid test at home. The roughly 27 million Americans with Medicare Advantage coverage might have rapid tests covered, as MA plans offer more supplemental benefits. Medicare beneficiaries can still get the 4 free COVID tests the Biden administration is sending to Americans' homes, and they can access free tests at community health centers. Democrats in Congress are pressuring the Biden administration to expand this coverage to seniors who are disproportionately affected by COVID-19. Lobbyists told Modern Healthcare there are some possible workarounds for the administration to extend coverage, like allowing beneficiaries to order more tests on a portal, similar to how the rest of Americans are ordering their free tests, or allowing pharmacists or other clinicians in drugstores to bill Medicare for tests when they distribute them to seniors. CMS didn't reveal what remedies, if any, are under consideration. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, the Food and Drug Administration rejected Pfizer and partner company OPKO Health's treatment for pediatric growth hormone deficiency. Shares of Pfizer were down 2.4% Monday. Shares of OPKO Health slid 23%. The healthcare sector was down about a third of a percent. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olgan. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.